thousands of years after its words were first put to parchment. The Bible is still the world's most popular book. But that popularity is not based on clever marketing. It's in demand because it is living, it is personal, and it is life-changing. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Greg Stewart is my name. Thank you for stopping in. And the show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more on our website, WWIB.com. Former Chicago Bears Super Bowl receiver Rashid Davis, at age 39, now spends a lot of time giving out copies of the Bible to many who've never read it before, as he is an ambassador for an organization called Biblica, used to be the International Bible Society. He's teaming up with some of his former Chicago Bears teammates to get the Word of God out to less fortunate countries. People have never read it before, and he's back with me today from Chicago. Rashid Davis, thank you. The Bible is not an ordinary book. As I said, it's the life-changing message from the Creator. And you have traveled thousands of miles to hand out free copies of the Word. Tell me about that experience of putting the Bible into the hands of somebody who's never had a chance to read it before. What is that like?
Oh, man, it's amazing to hear how God works. You know, sometimes I think we get a little muddled view here of what Christianity is in the United States because we're very affluent, right? When compared to the rest of the world, we're an extremely affluent country. And sometimes I think we get so caught up in our quote-unquote intelligence, knowledge, and our ability to prosper and make money and all of that stuff that we forget that we need God, you know, and that's where I say poverty, poor people are a lot closer to God because they need him in a lot of instances where people like myself now I'm not in poverty anymore. I live in a wealthy, you know, middle-class neighborhood in Illinois, and so I tend to think that I figured it out, right? Sometimes I get caught up thinking I figured it out and that I don't need God anymore. And so when you go to places like India or South Africa or any place and you see God actually moving, it's a powerful thing. So I'll tell you the story of a guy named Tamil. And he came to Christ through Game of Life, which is the ministry that we're helping. And that Biblica partners with a group in India called the Sports Coalition, and we're trying to raise $60,000. We've already hit the halfway point, so praise God for that. We're about $32,000, and we need the rest $28,000 to distribute 90,000 Bibles. And the reason I feel that's important is not just because I'm a Christian; it's because of stories like Tamils. He grew up Hindu, and his mom worshipped thousands of gods, according to his story. And he, like me, which is very, very, I would call it ironic, but everything happens for a reason. He, like me, didn't start playing soccer until he was 18 years old. I didn't start playing football until I was 18. And as I was telling my story, and he was my translator, he looked at me and he said, you know, this is amazing. My story, like you're telling my story. I feel like you're telling my story. Those are his words to me. And when he came to Christ by going to an event that he was invited to with his friends with the Sports Coalition, and one of the guys inside of the Game of Life book who tells his testimony was telling his testimony live. And so he listened to that testimony of this guy, and he said, I want whatever he has. I don't know what it is. I want what he has, because what we have right now is not working, you know. And so that was when he started playing the game of soccer. He's a professional soccer player now in India. And he began to read the Game of Life, and the Game of Life is Luke and Acts. And it starts out as just five testimonies of five Indian athletes that are well-known in India. You read through those, read their testimonies, and then you go into the book of Luke and Acts. And once he started reading the Luke and Acts, he found that he could have a relationship with the God in heaven, you know, that we know, and that it was a personal relationship, and that it was one true God, and there wasn't all these thousands of gods that were doing nothing for, you know, his mom. And that's when his life began to change, and that's why I feel it's so important to give to what we are doing.
Yeah,
that's
great stuff. So how could our sports and commentary listeners find out more about this effort?
Yes, you can go to biblica.com/goal to give to the campaign and to learn more about what we're doing. And watch videos of myself, Anthony Adams, Matt Forte, and Ray McElroy giving their testimonies. Myself in my first interviewing debut. It's the first time I've ever interviewed anyone. You'll be able to see all of those interviews on Biblica's website as well.
All right, well, let us wrap it up there. Thank you for letting me interview you, Rasheed Davis, the former Chicago Bears Super Bowl wide receiver. Appreciate it very much, and thanks for all that you do and your teammates there at Biblica to share the Word of God. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you, Greg. God bless what you're doing as well.